This is 90.9 WBUR. The Boston Symphony Orchestra has just completed a European tour. Symphony leaders remain in Leipzig, Germany, and it turns out the BSO's music director will become a frequent flyer to that city. As part of a new alliance between the BSO and the Gewandhaus Orchestra, Andres Nelsons will take on a second job 2 years from now. WBUR's Andrea Shea explains how it's going to work.
The German word for Andres Nelsons' new title is a mouthful. Let's check the pronunciation.
Gewandhauskapellmeister.
In the U.S., we usually say music director, which means Nelson's doing double duty between two top orchestras. BSO managing director Mark Volpe says he has no concerns about sharing. It's common, he says, for elite conductors to lead more than one orchestra.
The lead story here in Europe has been the partnership, not that he's taking on another orchestra, that he's taking two great orchestras and creating something very unique.
That something is a new multi-year collaboration slated to include shared programming, lectures, exhibits, musician exchanges, and co-commissions. There will also be a Leipzig week in Boston and a Boston week in Leipzig. Nelson starts his role with the Gewandhaus Orchestra in 2017. Volpe says the conductor will spend 8 weeks in Germany, 13 weeks here, 2 weeks on tour, and part of summer at Tanglewood. It sounds busy, but for the past 15 years, Nelsons has been traveling constantly as a guest conductor all over the world. Here's Volpe again.
Instead of running from city to city, you know, jumping in a plane, flying from Amsterdam to Berlin to Vienna to London, he wanted to consolidate, and this was the place to do it, one of the great orchestras of the world. And so we put together a partnership.
Over the years, Nelson says he's been exposed to an array of repertoire and musicianship. He believes being able to focus on two orchestras, which he refers to as his families, will help him channel what he's learned and make him stronger and more creative at the podium.
I'm looking forward to this wonderful journey with both orchestras, where I can also take care of my little family, you know, my little daughter and my wife, and that'll be much easier to do when I'm more concentrated in two places rather than jumping from plane to one zone to another zone.
If it's just one other orchestra that he is going to be attached to, then maybe that's a good thing.
At the same time, Boston area classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says Nelson's taking a second job outside of Boston brings back memories of Nelson's predecessor.
People were criticizing James Levine because he was conducting not only the Boston Symphony Orchestra, but the Metropolitan Opera. And we're complaining about where is his biggest loyalty.
And Schwartz poses this question.
Can the Boston Symphony Orchestra management guarantee that when Andres Nelsons is here in Boston, that Boston is going to receive 100% of his attention?
Managing Director Mark Volpe acknowledges concerns like this about Nelson's spreading himself too thin, but says he feels secure about the BSO's conductor.
He's clearly aligned with us. That's not going to change.
At least not until 2022, when Nelson's contract with the BSO could run out. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.